Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. That's where we get our next story. I'll turn it over to Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
The way we think about animals has evolved a lot over the years. Take the zoo. In the early days of Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo, all of the monkeys were incarcerated in cages in the monkey house. And then in 1940, looking to move the monkeys into a setting that vaguely resembles nature, the monkeys were relocated to a little human-made island surrounded by a shallow moat. The result was war, an all-out battle for dominance on Monkey Island that captured the city's attention that summer. Of course, a real war was brewing at the time, and perhaps as a little comic relief amid that grim news out of Europe and Asia, the daily newspapers here covered the monkey war with great gusto and with tongues in cheeks. With that in mind, we present you a selection of excerpts, verbatim, from the Seattle Times and PI's coverage of the war on Monkey Island.
Dictator commands fighting zoo monkeys, and all's well. Woodland Park monkeys that were moved from their cages Tuesday to their new Monkey Island have had a civil war and set up a government headed by a Chinese monkey named Sing. The monkeys that had been living in separate cages for years at the zoo huddled together in their original cage groups when they were first put on the Monkey Island. Then they started fighting. If a monkey got licked badly, the other monkeys threw him in the moat. We had to put the down and outers in cages again.
Monkey apes dictators, or is it vice versa? Rebellion looms. Ruled by a stir-crazy Chinese monkey named Sing, the 16 inhabitants of Woodland Park Zoological Gardens, New Monkey Island, were plotting revolution yesterday, much to the amusement of spectators, but to the great concern of the zoo superintendent, solemn Dr. Gus Knutson. Sing, assigned to command of the island kingdom after two other simian dictators had failed dismally to unite warring factions, turned in a good first-day performance, knocked half a dozen malcontents into the moat, and cowed the others into reasonable submission. Is the boss crazy? He undid it all yesterday, however, by continually biting his own tail and then screaming with pain, an act which cast grave doubts upon his sanity.
Sing Dynasty on Monkey Island ends. Dictator gets dunking. The high-branded and tyrannical rule of Sing, the Chinese dictator who governed with absolute power on the Woodland Park Monkey Island for the past 2 days, came to an abrupt and ignominious end in the presence of hundreds of excited spectators. 17 Filipino monkeys who had been Sing's abject subjects since Friday rose in rebellion, dethroned him without ceremony, and drove Sing into the moat.
Zoo monkeys deposed flea-bitten dictator. The greatest sea battle of the War of Monkey Island was fought at sunset today, with the result that the mad monk of China, Tingling Sing, was badly defeated and exiled to that dismal St. Helena of Woodland Park, the Monkey House.
Truce declared in Monkey War. Outwardly, all was quiet on the Monkey Island battlefront here today, except for occasional fisticuffs between the monkey factions. But dissension was glaringly apparent as the different rivals for leadership in the simian community made faces at each other and held councils of war from time to time.
Queen is planning to make monkeys out of dictators. The slap-happy inhabitants of Woodland Park's new Monkey Island were pretty cocky today after having performed to a Sabbath crowd that Zoo Director Gus Knutson estimates at 25,000 persons. But they'd better not get too chesty in their newfound notoriety, for a female is plotting against them. She's no ordinary Monkeyland Machiavelli, though. She's none other than Cheetah, the African Queen.
Monkey Isle under suspicion. There is so much revolution and strife on Woodland Park's Monkey Island that Dr. Gus Knutson, the zoo director, says he may have to appeal the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service to investigate the monkeys and weed out the undesirable aliens. I don't know how most of these monkeys got into the country, said Dr. Knutson. They may have come in illegally. All I know is that people bring them here and say, how about taking this monkey? And so I take the monkey and ask no questions. Adam, the stool pigeon, fell under Dr. Knudsen's suspicion as a fifth columnist. Adam is a small monkey who spends all his time shadowing other monkeys, gossiping about politics and generally stirring up trouble.
In Zoo Hospital. Singh reposed today in the quiet of the Zoo Hospital, where he's nursing quite a few cuts and scratches received in the big naval battle when he was almost drowned. Never again will Singh be placed on the island, according to Knudsen. Knudsen believes a permanent ruler will emerge on the island within a few days. Meanwhile, none of the monks seem to trust each other, and Knudsen is keeping a watchful eye on the proceedings to be sure there are no casualties.
The monkey drama held spectators in thrall for much of that August in 1940. Then, according to the website HistoryLink, interest began to flag, and people turned their attention back to another conflict, the escalating Second World War.